Yes, Lechmer was again at Meisvei. It says, Oymel HaChaveroi, Dinu Dvor, Mainly Asad Izu. I want nothing to do with this field, Ainly Yesik, but nothing to do with it. The Yodim, my hands, Muslekis, and it's been taken away from it. Is Leyom HaKlum. We have two Shutkus, two partners. So if one says to the other one, it's nothing, it's not called Lachin Hefka. The question is why? Vayodim, Muslekis, and Menu is Kiev Shadami. It's like you're saying Kiev Shadami. Ugtan here it says Leyom HaKlum, Mashma does not mean a Lashon Hefka. The fact that before it says by the Makabo Maton you mean to be Mafkarit. So when it says Shani Yosem, there it's different. Kiv Shani Yosem the Yomar, he says, what else? The Amrina the Shita says, the Amrina we say that Kisolek Nafshe, when it takes himself away from it, Medino Dvarm, you only mean to take himself away from the problems of the field. But Migufa the Sadhana Sognashi does not mean to take himself away from the goof of the field. Tony over here, Mashenko talking about Makabo Matono, they mean to be Mafkarit completely. Rashi says of Ochiaskin and the Yomar, call Halashonas alone. He said all these Lashonas together, all these words together, Biachad. Hilka Harmin and Kulu, all of them together means Medino Dvorim Kaimei. Vochi Kama, Loy Edin, I'll have no din terrorism, Loy Adabin, I can talk about so the zoo. Im Shumba, nobody. But it does not mean to be Makarit. Mashaykin of Hibba, Makaba Matana, when he says Lashon of Yef Shadami, then he talking means to say he's be Mafka the field. Now the Gemara says, Mates, we have a question. It says, Aloha, Hakoy Sev Nechos of Achirim. Somebody writes away, Shtar Matana gives away his property to somebody else. Voye bem avodim, and the word avodim, Rashi says, "I'm going to shkumira." A person is about to die, and he writes his away, and he has the avodim there also. The yomer halon, and the person that accepts the matana says, "Ef shebhen, I don't want them." Simho yirabo sheni koyin is the second one. Was a koyin, in other words, the makabo matana was a koyin. Oichlam betruma, these avodim have a right to truma. Is he really, even though the second one says a Yefsha, it's not a Lashon of Hefka. He still owns him, and therefore they could eat Truma. If Shimon Gamil Loimer, Kiva and Shomer Yefsha them, Kvazocha them Yorsha, no, when the second one said a Yefsha, I don't want him, it's like the second one was not Makabo the Matana. Therefore it goes back to the first one, even though the first one died, the first one's Yorshim were Makablet, so they have a right to keep these Avodim. So Bishlem Loshim Gamil Kisavar, when does a person give away a matana on Yadath, he wants to accept it. But if the person does not want to accept the present I give him, then this story is Hodra Lamar, it goes back to me. That's good. If when he says Lashon of Yeshivim, means Lashon is being mafkarit, like first he took it, that he's being mafkarit, it's called a machsavim, zochavim, is the Chorot's a question. That Hoch here also, the Yom Mashiach second one said, Yev Sheben is Evelu Zorim. Himself, that second one was Mafkarit then, so Chorot should be like it's a Zar now. He's not a like the Vakachli Zarim Truma. So how could these Avodim eat Truma right now? They only the second Mefta, like the second one, the Makapa Matana was a Kain. And if he doesn't want to accept her, he's Maskut right now, he doesn't own it anymore, so who, they should be like Zarim the Avodim, they should have no right, eat Truma. Saka the eat Truma. Samura says, no, that's not Shver, because Sovra, he holds, Tarakam holds, that a Mafkir Avdoi, if somebody is Mafkir Zevid, Yotsa Lecheru Senechnami, you mean to be Mafkir Mecheru, it's Taka Yipoka is Meshus. But, with Sovra get Shichram, Mirabai, he still needs to get Shichram, he's not Mutta to Bas Chorin, until you give him a get shichram. You can't take off his isurim. And therefore he holds the Ksavra, he holds that mukav a get shichram, like a betruma. A neighbor that still needs a get shichram, even though he's like Hefka, the owner was mafkiya, his chusim, mumnus in him, but as long as he still has isurim on him, and he needs a get shichram, shachar the isurim, the din is, he's ladi truma. So the kid said, when the naisei matana gave the matana, the second owner, the kaim was makablet. Because the yevshim is less, I want to be mafkarit. If you want to be mafkir Rebbe, true, you can be mafkir him, but that's the loch, he's still mukiv, he's still missing a get shichr. And Kozman is missing a get shichr, that's the loch, that if he's from a kayin, he can eat truma. That's Tanakama, that this ever is allowed to eat a truma. Now it says the Mishnah, Reb Lezer, Oy Miyak, Reb Lezer says, in the case of Zoshim Toli, even after we find out that the person did not do a chet, still he could bring it. So the question is, Reb Lezer, Lomali chet, what do you have to have a chet for? Homer Reb Lezer, Lezer, Shittari, is Zoshim Toli bin Adavos, the person can be minad of it. He can bring it from Atan, even though he didn't do a chet altogether. The Tanan we learned, Reb Lezer says, Misnad Nevad and Moshim Toli b'chol yom, the person can bring a Moshim Toli the whole day. Even though he did not do a chet, he could bring a nashim toli. And now Mishnah's machmas only if he did a chet. So the answer is on Rav Ashi, Reb Lezer the Yomu Loi. It goes according to Reb Lezer of the Yomu Loi, a different Reb Lezer. That none we learned. Eloimim Loi, Ham too much, it's according to the base of Suffolk. He learns that like the Mitzoy Yom Kippur we had before, you cannot bring a nashim toli then. But since he had Yikapara on Yom Kippur, so like you know for sure he did not do a chet, you cannot bring a nashim toli. It's only if you have a doubt that you did a chet, then you can bring a Noshim Toli. So it's good to Mishnah, since you had a doubt if you did the chet, therefore you could bring a Noshim Toli. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be in Mishanishchat Noido? After the Medi Shchita, then you found out on the Noshim Toli that you vaded did not do the chet. So Mor says, Ketoni, it says that Abosso Yotz Leveso Sreifa. Mash for the boss to want to stir in Sreifa, you have to burn it. Alma, what do we see? That chulun shenishchat to be azor of a sreifa. The chulun is gone now, it's regular chulun this beima. That since we know for sure he did not do the chet, it has no kedusha. And therefore it's like chulun bazor, so didn't he have to burn the meat? Reminu, I have a question. Oshim vadai, and the Mishnah says the Oshim vadai is not that way. That imachla nishchat yotzev roi b'yeda. That imachla nishchat yotzev roi b'yeda means, if you found out before you made the shechita, so it has no kedusha, so stop, let the beima go out, it's a regular chulun. What's going to be mishan nishchat? Let's say you made the shechita, so zavash a chulun bazara, and then if I raise the yikov, you have to bury it, that's all, mashma not burn it. It's good to stira. How can the Rashi says you have to burn the meat? Here's mashma stam kvura. So when it's tenachnam, yomer ablozo tavros, like a true, that break it like, mishra shanazula, shanazula, ever learn this, not learn that. It's a stira. Omar Rabba says no. Oshem Vadi al Oshem Toli Kromas, yes, in the stira. From Oshem Vadi to Oshem Toli, Oshem Vadi, the other din is, Kivan the Lord Tzorech Lai, Lai Makdash Lai. Since you do not need it, you not Makdash it. So therefore, for sure, it's called Chulun Bazara. And therefore, the din is called Kfuri, you have to just bury it. But Oshem Toli, in the Reish of the Mishnah, when you set aside Yoshem Toli, the other story is, Mitoch Shali by Noikvoy, since the beginning your leg was bothering you, is going real Makdashit. Like it's going according to the Chom Shita, that your Zicha meant to be Makdashit. So therefore, that's Kedusha, therefore, it's throwing Sreifa. So, as El Ravi, he cost you, if you want to ask the question, Oshim Vadi, Oshim Vadi, can I have a two Oshim Vadi itself? The attorney says, the raise that you cover. Alma, what do you see? That Chulun Bazar is Bekfura. Aim a Sreifa. We have both the Yosla base of Sreifa, you have to burn the Sreifa. The question is why? It's by a Vade and a Vade, it's Chulun Bazara, it should, if it's Tolan Kfur, it's Tolan to burn it. So, Mosad and Achdame, your Vade Tavris, you have to break and say, Mishi Shanazula, Shanazula, I've learned this and I've learned that one. Ravashi Yamano, I'll answer you like this, that Reisha Diktoni, be Yoshim Toli, be Abosi, Yosla base of Sreifa, Lakasha, Mishum de Merzik is ever possible. There's the Pshat, is it just looks like Apostle Zavach. Therefore, it's Torin Sreifa. So Rashi explains what it means to answer Rashi is that Enech Nami, that by Noshim Toli, the attacker Kedushas Chal, that attacker is considered a Kodshim Sulim. That's why it's Torin Sreifa. But by Noshim, Vade Bemsen did it to be covered. It's only called Lachum Bazora, you only have to bury it. I, at the end, is Mashim, the boss you have to burn. That's from but after you made Zrika. If you already made the Zrika ready, then it's Nikur, it looks as if it was a good carbon. It just looks as if the bosa became possible. So you would tell me you could bury it just, people will think that Kodshim Sulim will let it bury. Therefore, since it's a mechzek, it's ever possible, that's why I didn't supposed to burn it. Then the Mishnah also means Nizrik, Adam HaBosi Yochel. If you made his Rik at Adam, then it's Lashem Toli, then the Karma will eat the bosa. V'yamai, or Heaven lay Yediyah, the Churi knew about it. Now that he knows the Churi did not do the Chet, so Churi is not called the Korban. So how could the Kohen eat from the Korban? How could the Kohen eat from it? On my Rav, on my Kohen, the Pasuk says, V'hu lo yod v'nistach loi, V'ho lo yavin lo yediyah b'shas licha. The Pshat is Banoshim told you that Rabbi B'Shas, you bring it, you did not know for sure you did the Chet or not. You had a suffix. So at that time, the Korban was Mechapa for you. So even though you found out a minute later that you did not do the Chet, so what? But at the time when they made this Rika, it was called the Venislach Loim, so therefore it's called the Good Korban, therefore the Kanam could be from it. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Afilu Adam B'Kais, also it's called the Good Korban that the Kanam could be from it. First question, the Rabbi Yossi Yamai, why? Amai Yisroel Kehevel LaYediya B'Shas Licha. According to Rabbi Yosef, you only made a Kabbalah Saddam, and then you found out you did not do the Chet. How can you make a Zrika? The Hura is not a good carbon. On my Rav Rabbi Yosef, Sobolo Krem Shimon, the Yom that he says, Koloi Medlizvik is Kazor Dami, and Toi Medlizvik is Kazor Dami. Therefore, Tzilat, the Zrika was done already. So what says, Eim, the Yom Rosh Mundo, Shimon said, Svar Abbe Midi, the Yom Medlizvik, some Toi Medlizvik have a Zrika done. Avol Ho, Ein Yom Medlizvik, here's a Toi Medlizvik have a Zrika done to it. Because other Rabbi, you're founding out now, you did not do the Chet. So why is it considered that the carbon is brought? Why could the Kohen eat from the Basar? The Chura, before you made this Zrika, we know now he did not do the Chet, the carbon should be bottled. I mean, my Rabbi is in Eretz Yisroel, because Rabbi Yossi, Klisharis, Mikachim, Boyes, Absol, Petchiluli Karv. The Pshat is, once you made this Zrika, Zadam, and the Klisharis is Mikadashit, that it could be brought. So once the klisharis was mekadesh, the rishos could grind off, and this kavla dam the klisharis, so mel it's fit to be brought. So that alone gives it a din that has a right to be brought. So once it has a din to be brought, we're allowed to bring the dam. And therefore we can make this rika, it seems like you have a kaporia, and therefore the kahanim could eat from the bosa. Again, so Rashi says here, because the kash was a in way medlizrik, the person did not do the chet, and in the end he's going to find out about it. So it's not really aimed to have the Zerika. But there it is, but since it was put into a klisharis, the klisharis is mekadeshit, so that's Rabbi Yossi Svarim, the klisharis mekadeshim by Yisab Sul, but chidul ikorim. That even though it's like possible, but since the dam, when it came into the klisharis, it was kosher dam, it was mekadeshit, once it's mekadeshit, it has a din to be brought, and the din doesn't change, therefore we say, let her bring it, let her make a Zerika, and therefore the Kohanim can eat from the dam. Alright, we'll stop here.